Welcome back to The Upswing, all about charitable giving, philanthropy, and more. Today on The Monday Show, Dave Spano, president and CEO of Annex Wealth Management, joins us to set the stage with some smart tips for charitable giving. He's on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Dave, happy Monday to you.
Yeah, happy Monday to you as well. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. So one reason we like to spotlight nonprofits on Mondays is because obviously so many people are seeking strategies to build whatever legacy they want to leave and to maximize the positive based upon their personal financial situations. And last week you had a workshop entitled The 8 Tips for Smarter Charitable Giving. I wanted to do a quick recap of that and kind of set the stage for today's show. But other than, of course, the difference that donations make in the lives of others and serving to uplift the community, what do we need to consider, Dave?
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's not just about the financial aspect. You know, does it fit into your estate plan? Is it in the right direction of what you're trying to accomplish economically? But as you know, it's way more than that. It's just not about the head. Often it's about the heart issues as well. So you have to look at the charitable organizations that you're looking at and what are the missions and goals of those organizations, and do they align with your missions and goals? So I would really start with that, which is to me a more heart issue than a head issue. Are you aligned in for missions and goals? And in once you give them the money, are they making progress and is there an impact in what they're doing? So I really start with two aspects. What are the economic issues, the head issues, and what are the heart issues, which are missions and goals?
Okay. So how do people know that they're contributing to a qualified charitable organization? What's that kind of first touch point?
Yeah, first of all, they should obviously lead with that. And you can go and look at their websites, but the IRS has something on their webpage that talks about if they have a 501c3, for example. And so you can go to their site, make sure you have the charitable organization's EIN or employer identification number, and pluck that in. And it'll come back and make sure that they are a qualified organization. If the IRS gave them this letter of determination, then you'll know that your money's going to the right organization, and it's worth the work to do that.
Okay. And what's accountability and responsibility look like post-donation, both on the donor side and the organization side?
Yeah, right. So the organization has to file what's called a 990, and it doesn't matter what organization it is. And if you are bored out of your mind, you can go and start pulling people's 990s and see what they're doing with the money, where the money is going. You know, what are the expense ratios that they're using? Some organizations raise a lot of money, but then take a lot of money for running the organization. So take a look at their 990, and that's part of, you know, what are they doing? What's the stewardship and accountability? But there is also some accountability to those who give them the money. And so stay informed. Make sure this organization is headed in the right direction for you personally, and stay informed, ask questions. Do you want a relationship with this organization, Jeff, is really mm-hmm. important. And is it just a one-time donation, or do you want to build a long-lasting relationship? And some people do that.
Okay. You talked about a lot of different strategies last week. What's a qualified charitable distribution, donor-advised funds, and charitable trusts? Can you give us a little bit of background on each one of those three?
Yeah. You know, in the estate planning and in financial planning, there's a lot of acronyms. So you just talked about the QCD. What the heck is that? That is when your money is in your IRA and you get to a point where you have to take some money out, a required minimum distribution. So everybody playing along at home, that's the RMD for the QCD, right? So all of these crazy letters, right? So you have to take money out when you get to a certain age. So you have to take required minimum distribution. There is a really great planning idea. So when you get to that point, and perhaps you don't need that required minimum distribution because you've done some other planning, you have other assets, you have a pension, so on and so forth, you can take that RMD, that required minimum distribution, and send it directly to your charity, be it your school, your church, whatever the organization is that you are aligned with, and send it right to them. And therefore, you don't have to take that RMD, that distribution, as income. So it's for you, it's good as the person who's making that donation because it doesn't increase your income, and it goes directly to the charity. So we do that as one of our planning concept, and you know it's called a QCD. And then you heard the other term that you talked about was donor advised funds, and it's like a charity for an organization that runs it, but it runs it for you. You don't have to file your own foundation. You don't have to do the legal work. You don't have to do the tax filings every year. And there's a lot of DAFs or donor advised funds that exist today. All the major custodians, you know, the ones that we use, Schwab and Fidelity, for example, they have them set up and ready to go. So if you are going through that process, you can certainly do that. But again, you have to work, Jeff, with a qualified advisor who does these things, who understands that, and make sure that it fits into your plan.
Okay. What's one of the biggest mistakes that families make with their charitable giving? Is it not planning effectively, or is there stuff along the process that is just, whoa, we didn't do this right, or we didn't think of that?
Right. You know, it is. I think you have to do, I mean, I can tell you personally, you know, we have a foundation, so we get a lot of requests. And so sometimes it's difficult to just sprinkle small amounts in all of these organizations. And, you know, there could be a situation where you want to be very myopic about where you're going to give your money. Is it aligned with what you're trying to do? Is it for childcare or education or healthcare? What are these things that you believe in? And so make sure that you're aligned and that you're just not sprinkling just because somebody calls you up or writes you a letter. And that does happen a lot. That's number one. Number two is, of course, make sure that it's, you know, you don't wait until December 30th to make that donation because it's a surprise to the organization and it may be difficult to do the planning properly as well. So, you know, think about it. Make sure that it's in the right spot, that you're doing the planning throughout the year. It could be lump sum. It could be periodic, whatever it is, but you can think about these ideas. And lastly is make sure that it is in your heart issue. You know, there's people who give, you know, to organizations that shelter dogs or, you know, or children or cancer, whatever it is, make sure that you sit down and it fits in your personal estate plan. This is not planning by the pound. Make sure that you've gone through this process, that it aligns with you, that it fits into your estate plan. And those are really the biggest things that I'd be aware of.
All right. Very good. Dave Spano, President and CEO of Annex Wealth Management. Thanks for joining us, Dave. Smarter charitable giving for families and more. Have a wonderful week, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Good. Thanks for having me.